Milwaukee Public Schools Superintendent Keith Posley has resigned early this morning after an hours-long closed-door meeting of the school board. The board was facing growing calls from the community to fire Posley over late financial reports. Eddie Morales has more on what happened at Monday's school board meeting before it moved to a closed session.
Dozens of Milwaukeeans called for Posley's dismissal at a special school board meeting Monday night, filled with chants, interruptions, and tension among attendees.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
Excuse me.
Keith Posley has got to go!
Turn your mic off.
This comes after the State Department of Public Instruction announced that MPS is months late submitting required financial reports. DPI also says some information MPS submitted was incorrect, which could result in reduced funding next school year. Attendees like Maria Pendiger called for Posley's termination and for the school board to resign.
We believed in you, but we no longer believe in you. And so what we will do is when election time comes, you will not have your job. And respectfully, Superintendent Posley, you are a good man, but you did not represent us well and move our district through.
Speakers, including Tricia Hallett, said they regretted supporting a $252 million tax referendum for MPS. Voters narrowly approved the referendum in April.
I don't think a dime of that money should go into administration. It should go to the bones of the school, our teachers, our staff, and the heartbeat of our school, our children.
Other critics of the MPS board and DPI said Posley alone shouldn't be blamed. Here's Milwaukee Alderman Scott Spiker.
Dr. Posley, who in full disclosure I know and is a good man, let me continue. Will be scapegoated, I fear, tonight, but he is not without responsibility because the financial house was not in order, and where I come from at the city, you hold somebody responsible for that.
Posley has been MPS superintendent since 2018. He was supported at Monday's tense meeting by his pastor, George Jolly, who was jeered by the crowd.
I have never seen DPI come down on the superintendent of the school board like this Department of Public Education did.
The DPI wrote in a letter to Posley that the late reports from MPS could negatively impact every school district in Wisconsin. The MPS board hired an outside financial consultant to resolve its financial reporting issues. Meanwhile, the board has delayed a vote on next year's budget, which the teachers' union says is leading to uncertainty for staff and students. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.